This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This is President Barack Obama's last day on the road before Tuesday's midterm election. His Get Out the Vote effort takes him to Ohio today. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro is traveling with the president.
President Obama last visited Philadelphia just a few weeks ago. On that trip, thousands of supporters cheered him on at a sunny outdoor rally. This visit to Temple University was shorter, the crowd was smaller, and the president cut right to the chase.
Now, I am not here to give a long speech because I want everybody out there, not in here.
True to his word, he spoke for less than 7 minutes. The president stood in front of maps of Philadelphia and urged people to fan out across the city. He said coming to a 20,000-person rally like the one a few weeks ago is fun, but that's not the hard part.
What I need this weekend is 20,000 doors knocked on by all the volunteers who are here today.
When Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter switched parties from Republican to Democrat last year, he gave Senate Democrats a filibuster-proof 60-seat majority. But Specter lost in this year's Democratic primary. And this year, with his seat up for grabs, forget about a 60-seat supermajority. Democrats are just trying to hold on to control of Congress. Pennsylvania's Senate contest is one of many races that are too close to call just 48 hours before Election Day. A poor showing by Pennsylvania Democrats on Tuesday could flip House, Senate, and governor's seats in the state from Democratic to Republican control. After the Temple University rally, President Obama stopped for lunch at the famous 4th Street Delicatessen. It's a traditional Jewish deli that serves kishka, whitefish salad, and pastrami piled like a skyscraper.
You guys already eaten, or are you? Everybody's in line right now?
Martin Samchik managed this deli for 12 years. Now his company bakes the cookies that are sold out of the glass cases up front. Samchik says he plans to vote for Democrats on Tuesday, but it won't bother him if Republicans win control of Congress.
Well, our economy is going downhill tremendously. My family, for the most part, is in the real estate business. And I'm just not happy with the way the country is at this particular point.
From Pennsylvania, the president flew to Bridgeport, Connecticut. Connecticut is one of the wealthiest per capita states in the country. But in Bridgeport, one out of four families with children lives below the poverty line. At an arena downtown, nearly 10,000 supporters cheered the president on.
Bridgeport, in 3 days, you've got the chance to set the direction, not just for this state, but for this country for years to come.
On Tuesday, Connecticut could elect the state's first Democratic governor in 20 years. There's a Senate race here, too. And although Republican Linda McMahon has spent millions of her own money on the campaign, Democrat Richard Blumenthal seems the clear favorite. The fact that a state as seemingly safe for Democrats as Connecticut got a presidential visit this close to the election shows just how narrow the Democrats' playing field has become this year. Mr. Obama's final stop last night was personal and political. The Illinois Senate race may be the most symbolic contest of the year. The seat Barack Obama held before he became president could go Republican on Tuesday. Democrat Alexi Janulius is virtually tied with Republican Mark Kirk.
So, Chicago, I need you to keep on fighting. Illinois, I need you to keep on believing. I need you to knock on some doors. I need you to talk to your neighbors. I need you to get out and vote in this election.
Now the president goes on to his last major campaign event of the 2010 elections, a rally in Cleveland, Ohio, where once again thousands of people will chant, "Yes, we can." Then President Obama will fly home to Washington and wait to find out whether they did. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Chicago.